This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Nicodemus, N-I-C-O-D-E-M-U-S, first name Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, date of birth, November 16, 1958, date of evaluation, March 11, 2025. The chief complaint, patient referred for cardiology evaluation, the HDI. The patient is a 65-year-old male with history of PAD who underwent bypass at Mills Peninsula Burlingame in 2021, period. Post-bypass, the patient has had considerable difficulty in walking, period. He has numbness and pain involving the left lower extremity, period. He is a baggage handler and pushes wheelchairs during his work, period. He reports symptoms of claudication, which are worse than walking, period. His past medical history, as noted, includes 1, diabetes, next number hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number peripheral vascular disease, next number cataracts. Past surgical history includes surgery for cataracts. In addition, he has had the bypass, period. His medications, gabapentin, 200 milligrams TID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable social history. He is a prior smoker who quit in 2021. He notes prior alcohol use but denies drug use. The Yelp system. Eyes, he has impaired vision. Ears, he reports deafness and tinnitus. Review of systems, otherwise it is unremarkable, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 163/88, pulse 96, respiratory rate 20, height 65.5 inches, weight 180.4 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The examination reveals trivial pitting edema of the lower extremity, period. There is a well-healed scar involving the left lower extremity, period. Examination is otherwise unremarkable, period. The impression, this is a 65-year-old male with history of PAD, diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, period. Currently, patient is reporting symptoms of peripheral vascular disease, period. The patient has had recent revascularization and remains symptomatic, period. However, he is not on goal-directed medical therapy, period. The patient's blood pressure is uncontrolled, period. He is not on Celestazol, C-I-L-O-S-T-A-Z-O-L, period. He is not taking aspirin, and he is not taking a novel anticoagulant, such as Xarelto, period. Neither is he on Lipitor, period. As such, patient, again, is not on guideline-directed medical therapy, period. His symptoms may be secondary to same period. Currently, he is unable to actively participate in work. Period. However, comma, it is recommended that his therapy be adjusted and further evaluation of his symptoms pending the introduction of guideline-directed medical therapies. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending this patient. Thank you.